It gets worse as you go up the civil service ladder, especially if you're a woman. Of the 7,000 managers in the senior executive service, less than 80 are Latina. Veronica Villalobos directs the Office of Personnel Management's new Office of Diversity and Inclusion. She reeled off those numbers to a conference of mid-career Latina feds.
So that kind of tells you about the forecast. Sounds like bad news, I know.
It's deplorable. Absolutely deplorable.
Manuel Olivares is president of the group putting on the conference, the International Association of Latino Public Administration Executives.
There's no reason for it. There's qualified Hispanic men and women who can fill those positions as well as anyone else. I ascribe that to a lack of focus, a lack of attention, a lack of interest, a lack of will by the agencies and those who run the agencies to really practice diversity. They say it a lot. They write a lot of speeches, put out all kinds of media on it, but they don't do it.
But OPM's Villalobos says the government is trying through a new council.
And what the council's tackling is, how can we systemically address these issues? We've got chief human capital officers from some of the really large agencies who don't have the best numbers, and a couple that do have good numbers. And then we have nonprofit organizations to see how, working together, we can come up with some good solutions.
So far, she says, they've focused on reaching out to potential recruits. The revised student internship program, known as Pathways, is supposed to help by casting a wider net for applicants, including Latinos. And the council is considering new initiatives to hold agency supervisors, managers, and political appointees accountable for their diversity statistics. Loyola Rosalie Trujillo directs the Hispanic Employment Program at the Department of Defense. She says her agency is doing all the above.
We are working on mentorship programs. We are working on internship programs. We have crunched the numbers, and we are evaluating every quarter, and especially under my new boss, Navy Captain Barrett, there is no question that there will be change.
But just like it takes a village to raise a child, it takes the whole federal community to make progress on this issue. OPM's Villalobos says that won't happen overnight.
I keep hearing people say, you know, what's the big splash item? What's the big thing we can do? And unfortunately, on these kinds of issues, they are so systemic that you can't do the big splash item and feel like you're going to make that big difference quickly.
But Villalobos says that's no reason for Latinas to be passive about their careers.
And what we have to do is be assertive, decide where we want to go, map it for ourselves, envision ourselves in that role, and then gain all the knowledge, skills, and abilities that we can, all those executive core qualifications, find out where we have weaknesses, and fill those gaps, because no one else is going to do it as well for you as you can do it for yourself.
Yet sometimes even those people who are qualified and excited about federal management don't seek the highest positions. Arlene Gonzalez is the Division Chief for Compliance and Policy in the Coast Guard's Office of Civil Rights, and she helped plan this conference geared towards helping Latinas plan their routes to the senior executive service. But Gonzalez doesn't find the SES appealing.
One thing that I don't like, if I may, is the mobility agreement. I like to be in control of my destiny, and I can do that as a GS. But as an SES, you do sign a commitment to move to meet the needs of the agency. And I find that to be something that right now I just haven't wanted, up through now, have not wanted to do. I've had a family to raise, all kinds of things going on. So that's been a barrier for me.
Gonzalez says she may change her mind by the end of this week. The conference breakout sessions on SES qualifications and career management may convince her to take the next step. In Arlington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.